T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Manfred might make the decision for him. It could be some sort of a ban, like a Pete Rose kind of ban, which would be really draconian and totally unfair. But this is bad. I mean, Hinch was not approving of this. It was done beneath him, and he didn't stop it. In Cora's case, he like orchestrated the one in Houston and the one here, as far as we know, where he is the ringleader of this thing, of an organization that was warned. I don't see any way his punishment could be less, and it's hard to imagine the Red Sox digging in and saying, no, this is our guy, we're going to bring him back in 2 years. I think it's as bad or worse than anything the Patriots ever did, because it's an ongoing thing. They were warned, they're two-time offenders, and they have the common denominator of two cheating scandals for World Series championships.
All right, that's Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe, owned, by the way, by John Henry. I don't know if you knew that, but Dan lets us know every time he writes about it. Dan today has come out with a column, and he claims the Red Sox need to do the right thing and fire Alex Cora. We laughed a little bit last week when somebody said that Dan Shaughnessy was the most plugged-in person in the marketplace with the Patriots. We laugh at that.
Sorry that makes me a bad person.
On the other hand, Shaughnessy today writing in the Boston Globe, owned by John Henry, after speaking with two sources with direct knowledge of the situation, I get a sense that the Sox are going to stand by their man and ride this out. They just love Alex Cora, and we understand that. And so I would say this about Dan Shaughnessy. I would believe that. Because unlike football, I believe Shaughnessy is plugged in when it comes to baseball.
Dan Shaughnessy is as plugged in on that team as anybody.
Nope. With this team,
all right, so let me ask you, so they're going to stand by their
in.
Man. They like him. Sure, a lot of people like him. Everybody likes him, okay? When the suspensions come down, when the punishment comes down, do they stand by their guy?
No.
They can't. How can they?
Can't.
I think you hit it, though. I think whatever he's getting is being served, because why would we do anything to him right now? We're going to have to pay him.
Again, you fire him right now. A couple questions. Number one, you fire him right now before they suspend him? You owe him the next 3 years of his salary.
Correct. Then the suspension comes out next week, and you just blew all that money. What's it? Maybe $4 million, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
So then, you wait for the punishment to come out, and you could say, well, you're going to wait 2 weeks? Is he going to find a new manager? Well, if you know it's coming, and you know it's going to be severe as AJ, and probably maybe more so, then you know what the end game is. That you're going to fire him eventually. So if it doesn't happen until February 8th, you start looking right now. You start figuring out right now who's going to manage his ball club this year, because it won't be Alex Cora. I don't know who that guy is. I don't know. I mean, you bring a guy up on the staff?
No.
Like, is it a bench coach, the new manager?
Well, that's an interim guy, because it's not fair to Bloom, is it? He's not able to bring in his own guy. I mean, from pitchers and catchers reporting, I don't think Kevin Cash is going to feel good about that. I mean, I don't know what you do in that situation. So, listen, I don't think they should fire him right now, even though I think if the league lowers the hammer on him and the Red Sox, which I believe they will, then I do believe you fire him. But you don't fire him now, because this is something that happened not in your organization, but with Houston, okay? And by the way, under the guidelines that the commissioner set up back in September of 2017, the only people responsible for any of this was the general manager and the manager. He was neither, okay? He was neither, even though he might have been the mastermind of it. So,
it sounds so diabolical.
It does.
Dombrowski's going to get hit, and he's out of the game.
He's out of the game.
He's going to say, hey, come hang out with me on the beach.
But you don't think that'll kill Dombrowski, and that he can't even walk into a major league ballpark? This guy spent his entire life in the game. He won't be able to watch into a ballpark.
He needs a break anyways.
1 year.
Big deal. Mm. He's not working anymore. He doesn't have twins.
Yeah, you get that.
He doesn't have little kids.
Doesn't really stain him.
No.
Yeah, this isn't like, oh, Dombrowski, you knew it was good. No, it's a GM. It's just a formality. The whole investigation, it proved that Luhnow knew nothing about it. They gave him a year, but Dave's already gone.
David Dombrowski.
He takes a year off, and then he gets in the next offseason, and somebody probably brings him aboard somewhere else.
I want to make I want to make your point clear in case, as you called him earlier, the idiots don't understand exactly what you're saying.
Arbitration.
Lou, do you believe that Alex Cora should be fired right now before the decision?
No.
Okay. If the decision comes down and it's as harsh as we think it is, a year, 2 years, maybe more for Core in the organization, should he be fired then?
Yes.
Okay. Very clear. I just want to make
it clear.
Make that clear? Yes.
Clear enough.
Is that clear? I actually agree with what Lou said, and I think the writers who are jumping on it right now are looking at it saying, oh, my God, it's so stained. Now, should the Red Sox be thinking of alternatives? You bet your ass. If they didn't start last night, then something's wrong. They should be sitting down with Chaim Bloom. They should be sitting down with their baseball operations people and saying, guys, we're probably going to have to move on with a new manager. But fire him right now before the league actually comes out and finds that he did wrong as manager of the Red Sox?
The whole thing is the mastermind aspect of this thing, right? Now, what I do find is interesting is the Logan Morrison sort of tie into this. We might get more of it. You know, when he says that the things in Houston were going on in 2014,
yeah,
when he was with Seattle, there's now video of a 2014 game in Houston with the banging of the barrel. 2014, the banging of the barrel. He also said he knows for his firsthand accounts that the Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, and Red Sox use film to pick signs. Yankees and Dodgers. Where does this thing go is what I'm curious.
Well,
you know,
can I just add to it?
It's far from
doing
it?
If they were doing it in 14, is he a mastermind? Inventing this thing in 2017?
Well, or did he just clean it up a little? Did he make it a little bit more discreet? Or
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, because I talked to some guys that are still currently playing.
Ooh.
And they were saying that's hardcore intel, right?
Like
I'm not
this.
The only one. I'm tied into baseball, too.
No, you're good.
They mentioned Toronto, the Dodgers, the Indians. Not actively doing, but in the past, what was told to me was that the whole the replay room was low hanging fruit. Like it was just so easy, as opposed to the other things that they were actively doing, that Toronto was doing, that Dodgers doing, that the Indians are doing.
Yeah, the only one which surprised
me
is if we heard
it made everything they were already doing more convenient and easy. If you're a catcher in the league, it just became aggravating.
Right. Wouldn't surprise me. If Baltimore were doing it, it would surprise me. But these other teams, I totally agree. All right, let's get to the phone calls. Ace is down in the Cape. Ace.
Yeah, I say Lou Maloney to manage the Sox.
Woohoo!
No, thanks.
I'm glad you guys mentioned changing signs last segment, because that was my thought. If they're stealing signs and it's obvious they're banging on the trash can, the announcers are picking it up, and you got Jackie Bradley Jr. in the dugout calling each pitch, why can't they just change the signs? Isn't that the way this gamesmanship is supposed to work?
For every batter?
Game? Yeah, no, why not? Like, it can't be that difficult, right? Change what the call little conference, catch your box out.
Tell it's us, not. Oh, let's make it perfectly clear as far as suspensions and firings, but I'm telling you that it's not that hard. You change that signs, and you don't gain. If you're going up against a team, what they call them, lions
yeah.
and deers?
Yeah.
If you're going up against another lion, guys, don't even pay attention at second. We're done. It's over. Go play the game. Because they're paying attention. Again, it's so flipping hard if anybody is paying attention while someone's trying to steal.
Listen, it sounds hard to me, and the way you've explained it, it sounds very, very difficult to do. Except I would say this. Why did, in this report, did so many people get involved, from Core to all of the players, extreme stuff with monitors here? And
because everybody gets excited to try to find an advantage. Everybody gets excited
about
it.
There was an advantage somewhere.
But it's also in that report that says a lot of guys didn't want anything to do with it because it was very confusing and they didn't believe in it.
Yeah, by 2018, after Core was gone.
Yeah.
So maybe Core was doing a lot of that work. I don't know. Ken is in Holliston. Hello, Ken.
Glenn, Lou, Christian, how are you?
Good.
Early hot stove baseball, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hot.
just a few thoughts and actually questions over this whole latest, I guess, sports scandal for Boston. You know, you remember the season not too long ago, Sports Illustrated had City of Champions, you know, Super Bowl win, World Series win, Stanley Cup win. You know, when's the cover going to come out? City of Cheaters. The other is,
about Houston?
President. Yeah, well. President
Boston's
Donald
got
Trump,
more
money.
What's the point? What's the question?
Question?
Where are we going, Ken?
Lose on edge. Okay. You got to get to the
question. Where are we going?
The question quick, Ken.
It's all fun.
All right, I guess what I'm asking is, I think this is far more reaching than just baseball. I think it's going to cover all sports. When's Trump going to come out with,
Cora? All right,
thanks, Ken.
Thank you for listening.
How did Trump get involved in Major League Baseball?
He's a college football spectator now.
Wally's in Fall River. Hello, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, guys? No, you get catastrophic events now in Boston and Houston. I mean, Cora was the lieutenant under Captain Hinch. I mean, they knew what was going on. I mean, it's really a mess. But apparently Cora's a ringleader now. I agree with you guys. I'm not firing right now. I'm waiting. But you have to wonder with these Astros players, Red Sox, how they're going to respond. I mean, you get a lot of guys in Houston who like to talk a lot. Verlander, too. How are they going to respond? It just seems like Cora and Hinch are getting thrown under the bus. And the play, you know, a lot of players are, well, it was wicked. We're winning all these games every year.
I think Cora's the one, Wally. I think Cora's the one that's really getting thrown out of the bus. If you read that 11-page report, it's amazing. And we keep on bringing up Cora and calling him the ringleader because that's what a lot of people are calling him. I don't know how you come to any other conclusion when you read that.
Evidently, Cora's going to go one way or another, whether it's now or later. But you just got a big spring training just around the corner, and you get a big mess. I mean,
yeah,
everybody's shaking their heads over, how this happened, who squealed.
Well, and that's
you make a good point, Wally.
You do. And Christian was talking about this. The players are all going to have to respond. Does anybody think when the players are first available, and they're available this weekend? Right? At least we believe they're available this weekend. Will Cora be available this weekend? I can't believe the Red Sox are going to put Alex Cora out there for the baseball writers' dinner on Thursday night or Friday night out in Springfield for the winter event. I just don't see it happening. But the players are going to have to go out there. And you tell me, is anybody going to ask the question about, hey, how are you guys going to come back and be a lot better this year? That will not be the first, second, third, or fourth question.
I'm just wondering, is there any way for us to be surprised about this investigation in the Red Sox?
On how it comes out?
Yeah, I mean...
No.
There is no alternative, right? Like, there's no chance they come out and say, you know what, we actually... The three stories, the three sources, we couldn't really... There's only actually two guys, and they really didn't... We don't really have as much as we have on the Astros.
So
any chance at all.
See, the only way...
I find it hard to believe, given the involvement that Alex already has in his Houston report, that they won't have something that Manfred's not sitting there saying, okay, now that you're the manager, anything at all, I got you.
Listen, I hate to say it because we all like it, Alex. To me, in reading this report, it's almost as if Manfred is setting Cora up with the Red Sox. So I would say this, Lou. Is there a possibility, because they weren't using the garbage cans or whatever, that the Red Sox might get a slightly less penalty than what Houston did, even though the Red Sox violated it back in 2017 and it was the reason they had to put the memo on? But do you believe that Cora is going to get a lighter sentence when the Red Sox situation, the investigation is
complete? No, I'm just wondering.
What would
they have to find in an investigation for the Red Sox not to get a penalty, not to get a severe penalty, not for Cora to keep his job?
They didn't use the garbage can, so they were using the guy at second base.
But that doesn't even matter.
As you said, it's very difficult.
We don't need the garbage can. Yeah. Like, did you use the video replay room to dissect and decode signals?
I don't know how you get around it.
If they got three witnesses, says, yeah. They did.
You know, we talk all the time about Roger Goodell, and he puts his finger up in the air and sees how the wind's blowing. So you saw what the commissioner did yesterday. I think we were all startled that he threw the book at Houston far more than any of us anticipated. So now that he's done that, the appetite out there across the country, and it's the Manfred's job to save Major League Baseball, not worry about individual franchises, but the entire league. How can he throw and levy less penalty to Boston than he gave to Houston and get away with it? What are people going to say? After you read this and you know that Cora seemed to be the guy that was heavily involved with the players, and then Cora is involved as the manager of the Red Sox through 2018, and they're apparently going to cite them for infractions there. How? How does that happen? I don't see how it's possible. I don't. This portion of the program being brought to you by Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, where all patients are cared for by a team specializing in their exact type of cancer. New patients can schedule a next-day appointment. You can learn more at youhaveus.org. Back to your phone calls.
Where's the break button?
Where is the break button? Coming up next.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the all-new Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, guys, the odds are out to manage Game 1 of the Red Sox for the 2020 season, and Ron Renicki is the favorite at minus 240.
I'm betting against him.
Really?
Me too.
Because he was part of the staff.
I don't think it's anyone on the staff.
So why would you, if you're Major League Baseball, why would you not come down on Renicki since he was part of that staff? Or if you're the Red Sox, you sit there, you can't make Renicki the manager. Then people are going to come out and say, wait a minute, weren't you sitting alongside
I didn't hear
what he was doing all this stuff?
Well, what are we talking about?
What are you, deaf?
What? Yeah, what you say? I can't hear you. What? What?
Jason Veritek, the second most likely option on the odds list, just came out.
Is Lou on that list?
Lou is not on
the list. A lot of people put Lou.
Dave Bush made it.
I think we should start
Dave
that.
Dave Bush is on the list.
No. Listen, Dave Bush.
If we're really going to try have our guy on the inside finally, I mean, those Wednesday interviews would be awesome. Can you imagine us back and forth talking baseball?
A lot of trust in that locker room.
Oh, yeah.
They love me.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe says, quote, after speaking with two sources with direct knowledge of the situation, I get a sense that the Sox are going to stand by Cora and ride this out.
Do they put for now in parentheses? No.
Should have put that in there. Greg Hill is reporting this morning that Tom Brady's suite inside Gillette Stadium has been cleaned out.
What
does
that
mean? Family has now moved into their home in Greenwich.
What do you mean? What, they take the couches?
What does that mean? Photos?
They don't own the couches. They take the photos off the wall.
They decorate their own suite?
Yeah. But have there always been photos on the wall?
You can put stuff up on the wall in those suites, but you don't take the furniture out. So,
I mean, listen, you're a free agent.
What are we talking about?
Take your stuff. If you come back, you put it back up.
I didn't know.
That's what you do. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that every year.
You can decorate your own suite?
You can put stuff. Yes,
like
you can put stuff.
Photos,
so if you're a company,
pictures of the dog.
You can put your company logo.
Oh, so
up
it's TB12. You know, I walked by and actually saw that, but I didn't think they would take your pictures. Okay.
Yeah.
The Bruins visit the Blue Jackets tonight after an odd loss last night in a shootout. Did you guys see this last night with the Brad Marchand shootout?
No, proof that hockey players are the least athletic players in all major sports.
Especially with Marchand. How do you miss that puck? How do you whiff on that?
It happens
entirely. That is unbelievable.
Well, he took it all in stride because he did tweet a picture of him kissing the Stanley Cup back in 2011. So he's moved on. Winner Marshall.
How long ago was that?
Did he really? Christian.
Oh, that is one of those FUs right there.
The Celtics had the night off before visiting the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night. And Antonio Gates has officially retired. Another old pass catcher who will not be able to break the record of Christian Fourier.
We like that.
Oldest
catcher
from the oldest quarterback combo.
Yeah.
And finally, congrats to Mike Reese of ESPN being named the Massachusetts Sports Writer of the Year.
All right, Mikey Reese.
Good for you, buddy.
I'm Tyler Devitt, and that's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on
on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is going to be a pretty seminal moment for this era of baseball.
You can't find a day where a team had multiple significant suspensions like this since the Black Sox.
The tainted label is going to stick.
It's a real sign of the disruption in the sport.
All these ills bring this integrity question on baseball, and this is now sort of the hammer on the head.
I thought of this as a special team run by a special organization.
It's a sad day.
I think it's as bad or worse than anything the Patriots ever did.
Sad day, not just for the Astros, but for Major League Baseball.
I must say, they had the National Championship game on last night, which I watched part of. Bruins, which I watched part of. Celtics, which I watched part of. I actually watched MLB Network last night.
So did I.
I watched MLB Network.
So did I.
By the way, is that a toupee Costas is wearing? Does anybody know?
Not as you guys.
Come on. It's like red.
MLB Network,
it's like,
huh?
Yes. It's like red, that toupee he's wearing.
And I also...
It's got the gray on the side, and it's got red in the top.
And the MLB Network on Sirius.
Yes.
All the way home.
I did.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
That... So much of it that I saw was this whole sad trombone. Yeah. Always me.
Well, baseball people.
Oh my God, this is. They're worried about their game.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Worried that the game might be going away.
Who's Major League Baseball's version of Mark Brunell?
I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe that Tom Brady will
start crying.
I don't want to believe that Alex Cora. What could possibly do this? It's funny, like the Houston Astros are getting ripped left and right, but it's Alex Cora's name that is all over the news nationally, too.
The difference is that no player would ever do that over stealing signs.
Cry?
They wouldn't. They would just, it's like a different era. It's like, okay, you guys got more technology than we had. I remember, you know, we didn't have the technology. We were just trying to figure it out in ourselves, on our own.
Your wits.
But I'm just saying, sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't, but whatever. So it's like, oh, this guy's going to get banned for life for stealing signs. That's how the player would look at it. You know, you saw Roy Oswalt's tweet the other day. They're like, hold on, you take steroids, you get 80 games. You know, you get caught stealing signs, you're banned for life.
Yeah.
You know, you're fired. You know, you domestic violence, you get suspended for what, 50 games? You get your job back? But don't steal signs?
Yeah, see, to me,
baseball players look at stealing signs as part of the job.
It's baseball's fault that they're in this predicament and that they overreact to this stuff. And in the same respect that if anybody's crying, you don't think Gammons was probably crying last night? How about Jason Stark? Little tear here or there?
You can't find a day where a team had multiple significant suspensions like this since the Black Sox. And then to turn around and have the owner fire the general manager and the manager in the wake of that is something we haven't seen. No franchise has experienced this. And it's a real sign of the disruption in the sport and a sign that what we thought of as a great franchise is now in turmoil. I mean, I think back to what I thought of the Astros 3 months ago. I thought of this as a special team run by a special organization.
He's getting moist.
Now the manager's gone, the general manager's gone, and the World Series that they won has been tainted.
So the only thing he had to say. And the only time anybody said that about the Patriots were people that just didn't understand what was going on because that year that it happened, they didn't lose another game, right? Until they got to the Super Bowl. So we know that it wasn't affecting them. But these people are now saying that the 2017 World Series is tainted. And what happens when the investigation is completed on the 2018 Red Sox?
Has been tainted.
It's going to be tainted again.
Yeah, well, people can say it.
That is what baseball people are doing, though.
What is in the open that you played, the sad trombone open with all the sad baseball analysts? Someone said a seminal moment. Is that what I heard? Did I hear that right? Is there such thing as a seminal moment?
It's a baseball term.
I'm not kidding. Like, I don't know if you can play just the beginning of it, Ryan. Just go back and play it. I'm trying to figure out what the hell.
This is going to be a pretty seminal moment for this era of baseball.
The Seminole Indians? What is that? What is that about? What is this guy talking about?
You ask questions when you know I don't know the answer.
I thought you would know. It's a baseball guy.
We expose ourselves to being freaking idiots.
No, I don't think anyone knows what a freaking
seminal moment
is. I
would rather you look up what seminal moment means and then tell us.
I want it to be up for a discussion. I want to hear what your goofy idea would be.
He's a writer. He's a right.
Know. He didn't know that. Ask Gasper.
Right. Back to the phone calls.
Oh, well, Alex, Lou, it's the Greek term, Seminole.
Alex is in Peabody. Everything's Greek and Latin. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
I think I'm with Lou Soprano over here on this one. I think it was a little harsh to suspend Hinch for a whole year and fire him if he had, very little participation on it. So that's my take. But I also feel that
He's the boss, though, Alex. So you always go after the boss,
here's
right?
Here's where I think they dropped the ball. I think that the players should be at least fine. Why can't we fine some of these players X amount of dollars?
Because when the
ones that participated.
Because when
why can't we go to Altuve and say, you know what, we'll take your MVP award for that year. Why can't they do something?
Because can't do that because you already set back in September of 2017 when the Red Sox were caught for doing this. The commissioner came out and told all of the league, if it happens again, I am blaming the general managers and the managers. So general managers and managers, you need to pay attention to what's going on in your clubhouse. It's your responsibility, not the players, your responsibility. Now, he's probably saying that because he feared the Players Association. If he went after the players, probably would come right back at him. But that's the case. So you're right. The players were doing this, okay? But if you're the general manager and you're the manager and you're told in a memorandum that you've got to watch for this and you don't pay attention, that's why I think the Red Sox with Dave Dombrowski and even the ownership, Lou, even the ownership, this happened to the Red Sox in August of 2017. I don't care if you bring in Alex Cora, you bring in a new manager, new people. Don't you have to say, hey, guys, what are we doing in that dugout? You're not having meetings with anybody saying, hey, guys, we got nailed with the Apple Watch, with Farrell here. Is anybody doing anything else?
Well, that's that fine that the MLB gave the Red Sox and the Yankees, you know, during that whole incident was such a slap on the wrist that I don't even think anybody took it serious.
I don't think so either.
Obviously, because I don't think it stopped really anybody from doing what they're doing. Now, the Red Sox Nationals got caught. We'll see if there's more. But I don't think it caught anyone. So I remember hearing about it, and I was like, well, that's just lazy. It's just lazy. Like, you got to have an Apple Watch to communicate? Just walk down the runway. What the hell do you need an Apple Watch for to communicate?
Hey, listen.
Go see what you got
to
see. Walk to the runway and say what you got to say. Why, you're that lazy you got to send it on an Apple Watch? Like, text it out? But if they came out and league said, you know what? Because of that Apple Watch thing, this is serious. We got a video replay room. You guys are stealing signs. You know, we're going to find your organization. Imagine if they fined him like $5 million and took a first-round pick and $1 million of international signing bonus to everybody in the league would have been like, holy smokes. So instead, it's an undisclosed amount. You know what an undisclosed amount is to most people? What is that? 100 grand? Who knows?
Whatever you want it to be.
It sure as hell isn't that much, because if it was a lot, you would have let us know. If it was a lot, you would have told us that you hit their wallet. It was undisclosed because it was nothing. You talk about slap in the wrist. That wasn't a slap in the wrist. That was like a look. I didn't say anything. It just looked at you. That was nothing. They should have hammered him for 2017 is what they should have done.
Yeah, they didn't take him seriously enough. There's no question. And this is why we're in the predicament we're in today. George is in Fall River. Hello, George.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, George.
Kristen, you guys are the best skis.
Hey, I hear ski
users. That's a play.
You get
I'll
that?
Tell
you. Dunsky?
Yeah. One thing, how about the microphone, like Brady and the coaches wear? He got something in his ear, microphone in the glove. I mean, we're so competitive, everybody wants to win. There's legal cheating. It's always going to happen. But that the way they call that, between the legs with the fingers up and down, I don't know. Sometimes they don't even get across to each other. They're back and forth at the mound trying to get it straight.
Well, who do you want to mic up?
In the glove. I just want to hear your take on that.
Who do you want to mic up, George?
Well, the pitcher and the pitcher, the catcher, and the coach.
Well, wait a minute. How close is the batter to the catcher? So if the catcher is sitting there going fastball, you don't think the batter's going to hear that?
I know the batter is literally a foot away from you.
Don't believe he has a microphone.
I mean, unless we're going to force hitters to wear like earplugs, maybe that's the solution.
See,
you have to wear earplugs. They could wear like different colored earplugs that can match.
No. Colors. They have to promise they're not listening. Scott's honor, right? This is all about the honor code here in baseball. To me, it's like you can say there's a lot of great things that happen with technology. This is one where you can say, well, it kind of bit you in the ass a little bit. because everything was perfectly fine the way everyone was trying to steal science before the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Before, what is it, 2006, 2007, when the iPhone came out, you just knew there was going to be some go-go gadget watch.
You got to get the video room out of the dugout.
It's not an Apple Watch.
Well, again, going back to
isn't that difficult.
MLB Network last night, they were discussing the future and what happens, because the technology is going to get miniaturized. We're going to have more stuff. You could actually put stuff in people's ears and not even see it anymore. Where are we going to go with this? So there's tons of stuff you could do. If you're a ball player and you could implant something in your ear that nobody could see, you know, like a little speaker in there, a little earpiece that nobody could see. You could have people talking to you all the time. You could have the guy back in the video room sitting there telling you what's going on. Everything. Yeah.
Again, it goes back to the international rule of don't be an a-hole. That's why everybody should live their life. You know what I mean? But you to your point, you can't sit there, look at his glove, go fastball, hey. The hitter's like, what was that? Oh, you shook? Curveball. Go curveball. You can't do it. What you can do is some kind of mechanism to let him know, you know, go to one. You know, then he looks in his hat, you know. Which, honestly, I love the people that say looking at a hat takes a lot of time. Really?
No.
Does it really?
No.
Guy's on the mound. He looks up. The catcher puts a one up. He takes his hat off, looks at it, puts it back on.
Right.
How much time does that really take? That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And he could tap something, it's like one. Tap something, it means three. So the pitcher looks, he's like, all right, third set of signs.
How about
first
this?
Set of signs. It's over. The guy in second can't. There's no way they can keep up. There's no way they can know.
This is the mechanics that drive me nuts.
So hard to steal.
There was a real simple solution to this. Major League Baseball said, listen, hey, guys, we get it. We caught up to you. Don't do it anymore, please. You're going to make us all look stupid. You're going to embarrass everybody. Someone's going to get pissed off. I'm going to have to do something about it. So listen, to protect everybody, don't use technology. Just don't use it. I know it's tempting. I know it's competitive.
But that's the game
now. Don't do it. Hold on.
The game is all analytics with all technology.
I'm going to be specific. Do not walk into the replay booth. And even though I know you're doing it, I got somebody in there to make sure you don't do it.
They were sticking
just don't do it.
In the dugout a year
just
ago.
Just don't do it. Listen, if you guys get caught, it makes us all look stupid, and somebody has to pay. So because of this, Cora is paying.
Christian.
Hinch
you can't
is paying.
Do that.
All
video,
of them are paying
the video
for
replay.
It.
Can't do that.
Put it
dude,
up.
Why?
Put
we
it
can't
up.
Do it. Put don't it do it.
You got to take it all away.
Oh, my God. Listen, I put a you hamburger can't... in front of you. I know you like hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Don't forget. Steak.
It's gone.
Steak in front of you.
It's gone.
Hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom right now.
Davio's ribeye.
I'm going to go to the bathroom right now.
Oh, it's gone.
Do not touch my
steak. Oh, you won't even get out of that chair. It'll be gone.
Whose fault is it?
Listen.
I told you not to eat it, and I said if you touch it, I'm going to smack you.
But the only way you do it is do it. I hate to say it the way the commission is doing it right now. You make it so lives are destroyed. Careers are destroyed. And then nobody's going to do
it. I just wish MLB made all these teams move the video room outside the dugout first and up to, like, the radio booth row.
Well, nobody's thinking of that.
No, I'm just saying. I think that might have been a better first, you know, option. Then so go nuclear on everybody.
So it's
the video. It's the video replay room
fault for tempting them that they can't resist
no,
temptation.
It's not that hard. The video replay room is right there.
One.
Like
listen,
you just
don't do it.
It goes up to.
No, they could move it upstairs, and one of the 17 guys that one of the 17 guys that are doing our games on radio
better than
could
that
sit there
to
and
go
monitor
nuclear
it,
on everybody. That would have kept you from doing it within the games.
I could have been in that torture chamber there.
You could ask these people to do whatever, Christian. You could sit there and say, don't eat the steak. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. You got to penalize them. They don't care. They're making a lot of money, and they make a lot more money if they can get that batting average up 30 points
See,
or whatever.
My thing,
make far more money on the open market.
My thing is chocolate cake. You put a piece of chocolate cake. You say, listen, I'm going to go to the bathroom right now. Don't
I'm okay with chocolate
it.
Cake. Ice cream. Thing. Ooh, ice cream. Oh,
I'm eating it down.
All right, 617-779-7937.
You have to start eating babies.
Here's the answer. Somebody's got to give me why people are saying this. So we've seen it with Buckley now. We've seen it with Shaughnessy. I think Tomasi said it and others have said it. For some reason, everybody wants Cora fired right now. Before any judgment has come out in the investigation with the Red Sox. I don't get that. I don't understand that. Now, if the Red Sox piece comes out, and certainly it's going to be bad, then there's no question he's going to get fired at that point. But why should John Henry, why should Tom Warner fire him right now? Somebody's got to give me a reason why everybody's writing this right now. We'll do that coming up next to more of your phone calls.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Quora's finished. And I love the guy. He's been loyal. Everybody loves him. He's done. And if the Red Sox somehow think that they're going to sort of ride out the storm with him, pay attention. All right? If the Astros fire Hinch and the GM over what happened here, how are the Red Sox going to let this go when he cheated in Houston and then he did the same thing with the Red Sox this past year in 2018? How can the Red Sox, I don't care how much they love him, he has to go. It's a terrible precedent. You keep Cora while the Astros fire their guy? You can't do that. And Cora, he's just dead to rights. This is me talking. He's dead to rights. He's got no chance. He's not going to survive this. He disobeyed the commissioner's, missives two or three different occasions. So he's out.
Mad Dog Russo jumping on the bandwagon with a lot of other people, including a lot of people here in this marketplace, saying that the Red Sox need to fire him right now.
And pay attention.
And so I'm asking the question, why did they need to fire him right now? First of all, Lou brought this up earlier on the show, and it makes all the sense in the world. If you fire him right now and then he gets suspended for a lifetime ban, you don't have to pay him with a lifetime ban. You have to pay him right now 3 years remaining on his contract if you fire him. And this may take a while before we actually get a ruling by Major League Baseball. Raul Martinez over at NBC 10, he put this one out. It took 62 days for MLB to hand out his punishment on the Astros. On January 7th, the league said it began its investigation of the Red Sox. That was 7 days ago. We might have a while to go here. But it sounds to me, and Shaughnessy wrote this, and as I said, Shaughnessy has information, and he has sources in there. He's got two sources claiming the Red Sox are going to stand by their guy and try to fight this for a while. I think if Major League Baseball comes down with the hammer on the Red Sox and on Cora, based on what we already know in Houston, he's Dunsky. Okay, they're going to have to fire him at that point. But they wouldn't have to pay him maybe for a year or 2 years if he gets a two-year suspension. The other thing right now is according to Houston, according to the commissioner, you can't blame Alex Cora. You can sit there and talk about what he was involved in behind the scenes, but based on his memorandum of September 2017, the only people at fault are the general manager the manager.
It'll test it. I mean, it might not, because they might sit there in this investigation. So in other words, Manfred has to just clear his mind of Alex Cora's guilt in Houston.
Well, he's not going to do that.
Is he going to be able to do that?
No way.
I'm only punishing the manager and the GM. Alex was the bench coach. I need to clear my mind. Clean slate going into the Red Sox investigation. And then now I need to just deal with this one. Kristen, like you said, his involvement is so deep into Houston that the Red Sox have grounds already.
Yeah.
Right? So
if they want to use them,
yes. But I think you stand by him. Exactly. So it's like, hold on. Let's see what our let's see what our organization was doing. Let's see what you, as our manager, was doing behind the scenes. What extent? So get to the bottom of the investigation. And I asked this earlier. I don't know how the investigation comes back with, we got nothing. I know it sounds crazy. I know we implicated him, in Houston. And, Beltran as well. But we got nothing on those two guys. When we looked into Boston stuff, there wasn't much. It was just some disgruntled employees. Is there a chance that can happen? Because I find that extremely hard to believe.
I do, too.
They're not going to find some kind of sign stealing from that video room, which is illegal.
So the only way you come away with nothing is if you sit down and interview Red Sox players, and the Red Sox players are unwilling to rat on Cora, basically saying, nope, never happened. Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about. They're not going under oath. This is an investigation. It's not a legal procedure.
Right, you don't need to cooperate.
Right. And those three other guys that were revealed in the Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick piece, first of all, they don't know who they are. I got to believe Drellick is not going to, or Rosenthal are not going to rat out and give the names of those guys, the source. Why would you do that? That's stupid. They're not doing that. So they don't even know who those three guys are. Maybe they figure it out, process of elimination, as you did last week, Lou.
It's not that hard.
Right. And if they do that.
I mean, there's only six or seven individuals that aren't on the 18 team anymore. Honestly.
Okay, suppose Rick Porcello says nothing. Suppose the assistant hitting coach says absolutely nothing.
Stephen Wright.
So suppose Joe Kelly says nothing. So if nobody's willing to say anything, then
they already have.
But they've said it to reporters. They haven't said it to MLB and the investigation. Yeah. So that's the only way you get around it. And if that's the case, then the only thing you really have on Cora is what he did in Houston. But how do you tie it into Boston? If you're a player in the Red Sox, and you were once, did you know he once played for the Red Sox?
A home run at his first at bat.
MLB sits you down, Lou. Says, we want to talk to you about this. We know what was going on, Mr. Maloney. We know you had a little video room down here. We know people were going back and forth. Do you sit and rat anybody out in your organization?
I don't know. After more time.
Who knows?
I'm just saying, like, if you're sitting there and they got information on you that you guys were cheating, and you sit there and say, no, we weren't doing anything. I mean, you're just asking for more trouble, aren't you? They're like, dude, we got like eight guys that are talking about, you know, this, that, and everything else, and you're telling me you didn't do anything?
I think
the only thing that it comes out is you know, the people that sort of ratted, right, like Fires and everybody on this thing, it's no big deal, I get it. The Red Sox ones, right, the disgruntled employees that are no longer here. Let's just say, hypothetically, let's just throw out a name. Let's say if you were like a hitting coach that got fired, assistant coach, and you weren't happy. So
I'm just hypothetically
throwing out like a scenario.
Do you know what that means?
And you see what happened in Houston, and you see what the results are, that we're losing jobs, and that it's not going to just be AJ, and that it's a GM, and honestly, it could very well be the hitting coach who was involved in the scheme, the guy that you worked with that you liked, or you know, maybe a bench, because the whole staff could be replaced. Now they come back to you and you said, you know, you talked to so-and-so, and you're like, oh, man, I want to give it back to them a little bit. I didn't think guys were going to lose their jobs. You know, I like that staff. I was with them for 2 years. I don't want everyone to lose their jobs. No, we weren't doing it to that extent. Does something like that happen?
Possibly. If I'm
because he feels bad because he realizes now that he could get a whole staff fired? Or does he say, screw it?
Well, if I'm Mookie
Never
Betts,
should have fired me in the first place. Okay. Take you all down.
But I would think that the players that are on that team are less likely to do it. If I'm Mookie Betts, do I want it known that we were cheating in 2018 when I had unbelievable numbers, and that maybe in 2019 my numbers went down when they took that away from me? And I'm going to free agency?
Yeah.
If you're Martinez, same way, I think it's more likely that a disgruntled employee, maybe Tim Neverett, maybe he'll pick up the phone.
Well,
what you hear is a lot, and a lot of it, I believe,
you know, is true because I know how hard it is. But to say, yeah, there was an attempt to do it, but you know, honestly, in the end, like it got so complicated and teams, you know, switch up signs on us.
I don't believe you.
Reason to be 100% locked in on what the call is.
Yeah, I'm the Dodgers. I'm any team. I'm Atlanta, and
I would say
your numbers are from 2018 are unbelievable. 15 points higher than in 2019. Who's the real Mookie Betts? Do I have to take out 2018 altogether? Your MVP year?
That when in five games I whooped your ass. There was a league official in that video room making sure we weren't doing it.
Listen, that's fine.
That's what I would say to you.
But it doesn't hold water. I almost feel like if you're talking,
I beat your ass.
You just want to say you beat my ass. Like that. Yeah. You've always wanted to say that. Realistically, it could never happen. But if we're role playing, it's possible. So no, but I hear you. But I do think there's just an unbelievable domino effect with so many people that are involved. And yeah, it's a long shot. And sure, you know, Mookie Betts can counter. Yeah, butt you to death. But the fact is that the numbers are kind of skewed. Like, if a guy was going to had a great year in 2019, but then before free agency started, you found out he was taking steroids. And you don't know when he took steroids. You just knew he did, or he took some sort of performance-enhancing drug, which I can tell you, you can attest to this, it helps. Forget about it. It helps 100%. So, this guy, or who this guy is. I mean, it's not as bad. I get it. But I still think it's part of the discussion.
Listen,
if
I think
you're negotiating.
Yeah, I think the three disgruntled.
I want Mike Trout numbers. Well, you know, Mike Trout wasn't getting information from his bench coach as far as what pitches were going.
All they need to do is get a couple of those three disgruntled guys that ratted out to Rosenthal and Trellick. Now, whether those guys will do it or not, but they're more likely to do it than anybody that's on that roster right now, because I don't know why you'd want to do that. Exactly for the reasons Lou said. You like the people around you. You know this thing's going to be a disaster. And if you Mookie Betts, even though you want to get out a year from now, you're going to look at it and say, they're going to point the finger at me and say, my numbers were artificially induced here. Manny's in a car next up here on OMF. Manny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's Manny.
Lou, maybe you can help me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory. I think Houston is pinning everything on Cora because he's the one who basically snitched on Houston. Because wasn't there a situation in 2018 where there was somebody from Houston that was somewhere they weren't supposed to be?
Yes.
And that's what leading everything to this whole Astros being, like, investigated?
Oh, that's not what's leading to this.
Oh, so what was it? So because I'm...
What it was three...
Why.
Was players came out and said, I used to play with the Astros, and this is what we did. Mike Fiers.
So who was it that was there? Was an employee that...
Yes, it was. And here's the thing. Alex knew what was going on. Houston knows what's going on. They're playing each other. So they're just saying, listen, clean it up. That's all. Like, listen, just let's... We both know what's going on. We're both changing signs with nobody on. We're doing stupid things because we know how it works. But you got a guy staring in our dugout. Like, get the hell out of my dugout. That's all that was. Alex Cora snitching on the Astros would be the stupidest thing in the world because he's the one
that
was, I mean, got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, listen, first of all, just to go back, he had, if he was going to be a snitch, he had plenty opportunities in that London series to snitch. Because if you listen, we listen to the sound, we played it, when we play it again when we come back, there's more to it.
Missed the follow-ups.
He could have easily, he basically gave everyone a roadmap to what was really going on, but nobody was aware of it.
Plus,
nobody could pick up on it.
Plus, we also had the back and forth with Houston and the Red Sox in that playoff series that one year in which they were kind of monitoring each other. Remember that? Everybody was on, you know, edge about, are they watching us?
Everything.
Are they doing this? So we got some of that. So there's a lot of evidence out there that some of this stuff was going on. All right, back to your phone calls. We'll talk more about this. We'll get into some football stuff as well with the Patriots at 617-779-7937. Has Tom Brady moved out of the area, cleaned out everything? Is he gone? We'll find out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.